Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I know today that if you'll stay tuned, that God's Word will encourage you. I don't know about you, but I need encouraging. I don't know about you, but I need to hear something that's solid and something that's true. I need to know one that will stand with you when all turns against you. And I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, for He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. So stay tuned today. And let's just see what God has for us. But first, I want to pray for you. And as I pray, no matter what your need is, I want you to agree with me in faith, just touching it, that God's going to touch you and give you an answer, give you strength, give you a touch in your body, a touch in your finances, whatever it is, agree and believe God to touch you right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, we come together and we agree, Lord, that you hear in our prayer, and we repent of all sin and iniquity in our lives, and ask God that you forgive us of sin. Ask God that you cleanse us and make us right before you, Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that the ones that need touching their bodies, I ask that you heal them in Jesus' name. And Lord, the ones that have lost loved ones, I pray that you bring them in. Deal with them, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for those that are in financial trouble, God, that you help them and give them wisdom and strength. Help them in the hour. Those that are discouraged today, Lord, and just need an uplifting, I ask that you give it to them today. For you are faithful, your word is true, and we stand on your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I want to read out of 2 Timothy chapter 4, and I want to start with the first verse. And this is the Apostle Paul writing. He said, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. And then he goes on to say in verse 2, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. That means preach the word and be instant to preach, whether it's in season or out of season. It looks like the day that we're living in, preaching the word is out of season. But Paul is saying here, preach it even when it seems to be out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. You know, people today are afraid to rebuke and to reprove or be ready to advise or to make a stand for God. Everybody's afraid they're going to offend somebody. And the devil's running over you like a steamroller, taking away your family, your health, and your joy and your strength, and you're afraid to stand up and proclaim the word of God, for which the word of God is what's going to deliver us. He who the Son sets free shall be free indeed, and he is the living word of God. So if you don't preach the word, don't know the word, how are you going to walk in the word and be blessed by the word? For the time will come, and I want you to listen to this. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. And if ever there was a time this is happening, it's now. I have never seen a time in the 50-some years that I've been preaching that is a time that sound doctrine is being rejected. We've got preachers rewriting the Bible so it won't offend certain groups and certain religions. We got people today that only hear what we call a feel-good gospel. They don't want to hear nothing about hell. They don't want to hear nothing about the blood of Jesus. They don't want to hear nothing about the cross. They don't want to preach anything of sanctification, of being, living a clean, holy life, coming out from among the world and being a separate people. They have itching ears, and they just want to hear what's going to make them feel good and not bring them, and preaching against repentance. We got mega preachers now, and it's hard to turn on TV and find anyone that's preaching the truth that's telling you you need to repent. When you sin, you need to repent and turn from your wicked ways. And it said the time will come when they're not going to endure sound doctrine. I've seen people when the preaching come forth and they're preaching the word, they'd get up and walk out because they couldn't endure it. The devil's not going to be endured, but let me explain something to you. In a little while, great judgment is coming on this land. And everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And the only ones that are going to stand are those that have stood on the solid foundation, the true word of God, have preached the word without fear, without favor, or without compromise. And it says, but that watch thou in all things. You gotta watch. You gotta watch your back now. Even your closest friends, so-called, will turn on you in these last days. The Bible says in Matthew 24 that they'll hand you up thinking they're doing God a favor. And they'll turn against you to bring you to death. They'll do everything against you. People that of your own family will turn against you. But we're in that time, so don't be surprised when it comes. God has warned you. God has warned me. He said, but watch thou in all things and endure affliction. We got a time now that everybody thinks everything should go good, but there's affliction coming. You got to endure it. You got to weather it. And by the help and grace of God, you can go through whatever you got to go through. And he said, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Then Paul says, for I am now ready. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. I'm now ready. I'm now ready to preach the word. I'm now ready to be instant in the end season. I always have been and I always want to stay that way. I am now ready. Don't say I'm getting ready or maybe I hope to be ready or I'm looking to get ready. You better be, I'm now ready. God's calling on people that are now ready. Paul had been shipwrecked. He'd been put in prison. He'd been stoned. He'd been left for dead. Even his own turned against him. He'd been beaten with rods. And it's a list that goes on, done without. But now he was facing his death, and he said, I'm now ready. I'm now ready. He was a now ready preacher. You got to be a now ready preacher. You got to be a now ready Sunday school teacher. You got to be a now ready child of God. Now ready to stand on the word. Now ready to get some fire in your belly. Now ready to get some anointing of the Holy Ghost in you. Now ready to go forth in the highways and face the enemy head on. Now ready to stand and not back off. Now ready to look the devil in the eyes and rebuke him in the name of Jesus. And now ready to know no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now ready to know that the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. Now ready to know that if God be for you, who can be against you? Nothing can separate you from the love of God. You got to be now ready to know the word. Now ready to go in the highways and byways and preach the word. Now ready to be able to lay down your life for the cause of Christ. Now ready to stand and proclaim the truth. You got to be a now ready. Paul said, I'm now ready. Oh, I'm not going to be, but I will. I'm now ready life. I'm now ready to do God's will. Now ready. And then he went on to say, for the time of my departure is at hand. And I come by to tell you, some of us may be facing death. You may be facing death. You may have a death sentence on you. The doctor may have given you a death sentence. I don't know the situation, but I'm telling you the time of all of our departure is at hand because Jesus is getting ready to come back. And if you're not a now ready Christian, if you're still dabbling in the world, taking drugs and drinking, and partying and thank you going to heaven. You're not now ready. The only thing you're ready for is hell itself. You got to choose what you now ready for. Some of you now ready to get up and preach the word, but some of you are now ready to bust hell wide open. You don't care how you live. You live for yourself. You don't care how you treat other people. You're ungrateful. You're unthankful. And you're unholy. You're now ready to receive the judgment of God. But I beg of you to wake up before it's too late and be now ready to serve God, now ready to hear the truth. I know people that I truly believe that have been turned over to a reprobate mind. You try to tell them the truth and they'll twist it around and they'll make something ugly out of it. It's the time we're in. People, listen, we're in the end time and we're in the last days. Great perilous times is getting ready to come on this country, getting ready to come upon this land. Are you now now ready to face what's coming. Your help and your grace and your strength and your joy and your hope can't rest in your good old friends and your good old buddies and your good old bank account and your good old car and your good old house. That all's going to pass away. One day you'll walk away from it gladly when your life is in danger. But let me tell you, you got to be now ready to serve God, now ready to stand on the word of God, now ready to not be afraid, now ready to go forth. Paul said, my departure is at hand, but I'm now ready. How do you get that courage? By knowing the word of God. Some of you that I'm talking to, you haven't opened the Bible in months. You don't know the word. You just hear somebody preaching and you take it as gospel. And I hope you're in a good church. I hope you have a gospel preaching a preacher. But let me tell you, you need to know the word for yourself. You need to get it down in your heart and your spirit. You got to be now ready to know the word. And then he said this, Paul said this, and I love this part. He said, I fought a good fight. I fought a good fight, and I'm not talking about a fight with fists or with weapons, but a fight of faith. He weathered, he went through all this stuff, through shipwreck and being imprisoned. You remember when Paul and Silas was in prison, the Bible says they prayed and sang praises unto God. That's the kind of fight that you fight. You fight the fight of faith. You praise your God. You worship him, and you let God do the shaking in of the prison. You let God do the opening of the doors. You let God do the dealing with the other prisoners. You let God do the dealing with the jailer. God will do the dealing, but you got to be a now ready Christian, a now ready one that'll praise God no matter what comes against you. The harder the devil fights you, the harder you praise. The harder the devil comes against you, the harder you got to worship. The harder the devil comes against you, the more the words you got to read. You got to soak it in. Many times at night, I'll get things on my heart, and I'll get to thinking about who and this and that, and then I'll turn on the word, and in just a matter of minutes, peace floods my soul, because there's power in the word of God. And the word, he said, I sent my word, and I healed my people, and I delivered them from their destruction. There's deliverance in the word of God. There's power in the word of God. God is not a man that he should lie, and whatever he's told us in his word, he will watch over it to perform it. You got to be a now ready Christian. And he said this, I finished my course. I see a lot of people starting a lot of things, but they don't finish. I see a lot of people start out for God, and their love is hot at first, but it grows cold. Let me tell you, the cares of this world will cause your love for God to grow cold. You can't mix the things. You got to make your mind up who you're going to serve today. You got to make your mind up who you're going to be faithful to. There's nothing worse than being married and one being unfaithful. It hurts your heart. A woman told me it was worse. It was worse than a death. But you, let me tell you, you can't be unfaithful to God. Sometimes you'll go to church, sometimes you won't, sometimes you read the Bible, sometimes you won't, but you got to be a now-ready Christian that's going to determine to finish your course. That means to do what God has called you to the day you breathe your last breath, and then you wake up in the arms of Jesus. See, Paul knew death had no hold on him, because to be absent from the body was to be present with the Lord, and death can't make you afraid when you are now-ready Christian, when you are now-ready born again, blood-washed saint of God. The devil can't make you afraid. Death has no hold on you. The devil can't make you fearful because you know the battle. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm somebody's hearing this now. I come by to tell you the battle is not your battle. The battle is God's battle. You put it in his hands and let him handle it. When Jehoshaphat got a word that armies was coming down on him, he took that letter that he received from the enemy, and he put it before God, and he told him, he said, God, he said, we have no might against this great force that's coming against us, but we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. And that's what I'm telling you right now. If you are now ready Christian, your eyes can't be on the army. Your eyes can't be on your enemy. Your eyes can't be on their weapons. Your eyes can't be on their letters. Your eyes have got to be on God, and neither know we what to do, but by eyes are upon you. And when God tells you to move, move. When God tells you to stand, stand. When God tells you to turn, turn. Whatever he tells you, when your eyes are on him, you know you got the victory. He is the author, and he's the finisher of your faith. I tell you, the battle, oh, it's not my battle. The battle is my God's battle, and I don't have to be afraid of the threats of the enemy. You see, when Goliath came out against Israel, he did not throw a stone. He did not throw a sword. He did not bring the army. He came out in the morning, and he came out in the evening, and he cursed the army of Israel, and they backed off and were afraid of the words of the enemy. And then little David, the shepherd, come down out of the sheep's pasture, and he said, listen, the battle is not my battle, it's God's battle. And a little shepherd boy took a slingshot and a stone, and he killed the giant, the mighty so-called giant of the enemy of God. God took him down with a stone. God took him down with a little boy that had faith in him. What can God do with you? What can God do with me if we're now ready? See, when David come down out of that pasture, he was now ready to face the enemy. He didn't have to work up his faith. He didn't have to go somewhere and pump up his faith. He was now ready. And let me tell you something. You're going to face some giants today. You're going to face some giants tomorrow. You're going to face some weapons. But you got to be when you're now ready. You have your head with the salvation of gospel. Your helmet of salvation. Your loins are girt about with truth. Your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel. And let me tell you, you got the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And what out front of you is the shield of faith. And when you put on the whole armor of God, you turned your back on this world, you're now ready to go forth and receive the victory. Now ready, even when the Antichrist comes with all of his armies. And assembles himself in the valley of the battle of Armageddon. And when all they have all of their weapons and all of their warfare, the Bible says when Jesus comes in the clouds of glory, when he comes on that white horse and the saints are with him, that he's going to destroy the Antichrist with just his appearing. Oh, I'm now ready for that number. I'm now ready to go with my Christ. I'm now ready to go in the highways and the byways. I'm now ready to preach the word. I'm now ready to know the battle is not my battle. It's up to God. I'm in his hand. I'm his child. I'm hid under the shadow of the Almighty. I got strength not in myself, not in some elite fleet. I got my strength in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's with me in the morning. He's with me at noonday. He's with me at the midnight hour. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. He goes with us. I'm now ready because I know who I walk with and who walks with me. His name is Jesus, and you got to know that same thing. Paul said, I've kept the faith. You got to keep your faith. And to keep the faith, you got to stay around faith builders. You can't get around people that's always talking negative and half in the world and trying to tell you what to do and trying to advise you. That's the trouble. Some of you in a big mess because you listen to the people advising you do this and do that. You got to know what God's word. If somebody tells you and advises you in God's word, then take that. But this world advice is going to lead you into trouble. Your faith will weaken, but you got to go where the faith of God is. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to go somewhere where somebody's going to preach the word of God to you, where somebody's going to tell you the truth, even if it hurts. I'd rather for it to hurt now and I deal with something in my life than to let it mushroom and spread. See, sin will take a hold of you. Sin is like a cancer. It'll spread through your body and eat up your body. You got to deal with it when it first shows up. But I'm telling you, when sin shows up, chemotherapy won't help you. All the drugs won't help you. All the nerve pills won't calm you down. But you got to know this. When sin shows up, it's only one cure for sin, and that's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to repent of your sins and be washed in the blood of Jesus. For what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? I said nothing but the blood of Jesus. There's no other hope other than in the blood of Jesus for your sin. And if you're going to keep your faith, you got to stay out of sin. You got to stay in the Word of God. And you got to walk in the path of holiness and the path of righteousness. You got to follow peace with all men and holiness. Without, the Bible says, no man shall see the Lord. And then it goes on to say, I kept the faith. Henceforth, I like this part, henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give at that day, and not to me only, but to all that love his appearing. And it talks about a righteous judge. Let me tell you, there's people today trying to judge the Christians. The first thing people will do when they get caught in sin, and you call out their sin, they'll say, I thought you were a Christian. I thought you was a Christian. Listen, I told a person the other day, I said, let me tell you, God has given you a free choice. You got a right to choose whatever you want. Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, had everything going, but they still had a right to choose. They chose to disobey God. They chose to eat the fruit off the tree. God told them to leave alone. But one thing they didn't choose, the consequence that came with the sin. You can choose to be a drug addict. You can choose to be a drunk. You can choose to be an adulterer. You can choose to be a thief. You can choose to be a liar. You can choose to be unholy. You can choose it. That's your choice. But you do not have the choice to choose the consequence that's coming with your sin. There's consequences to sin, but there's consequences to being a now ready Christian. There's a consequence to living right. There's a consequence to raising your children in the house of God. There's a consequence to putting the Word in them. There's a consequence to walking the path of righteousness. There's an old song, I'd rather be in a deep dark grave and to know that my pure soul was saved than to live in a house of gold and doom my soul. I don't want to doom my soul over the gold and the so-called riches of this world. I want to be a now-ready Christian. I want to be now-ready to serve my God. Like Paul said, for I'm now-ready. Go ahead, do what you got to do. Go ahead, but I'm now-ready. Go ahead and say about me what you need to say, but I'm now-ready. Go ahead and do what you... My God's fighting my battle. My God is out ahead, because see, I'm in covenant relationship with my God, and when you're in covenant relationship with somebody, their army has to be your army. Oh, I got an army with me. The prophet told the servant when he looked at and saw the army surrounding him, he said, we're surrounded, what are we going to do? And the prophet said, and prayed, he said, Lord, open up his eyes. And when he saw the hills full of the fiery chariots of God. You need your eyes open. You need your heart open to the Word of God. You need your soul open to the Word of God. Some of you have laid out of the house of God. You're lazy, and you're wondering why your house is in a mess. You wonder why you're walking around doubting all the time. You haven't been putting the Word in. You hadn't been hearing the gospel, but you've got to be now ready. I beg of you, Jesus loves you. No, get now ready for Him. If you've not accepted Jesus Christ, let me tell you, there's only one way into God. Not many ways. There's only one way. And His name is Jesus Christ. Call on Him today and receive Him as your Lord and Savior, and let Him come into your heart, and you'll be now ready. He'll write your name down in glory. And Paul said, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, because he was now ready. And not only for me, but for all that love His appearing. And if you love the appearing and the soon coming of Jesus, you're going to be now ready. If you love Jesus, you're going to be now ready. If you love the Word of God, you're going to be now ready. I beg of you to be now ready. Be now ready. Paul said, for I'm now ready. I'm now ready. Are you now ready? Will you make your heart right with God? I pray that right now you'll give your heart to Him, that you'll serve Him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Oh, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Even in times of battle, even in times of hardship, even in times of trial, there's nothing like having the hand of God take you and carry you through whatever you got to go through. Trust in Him. God is faithful. He'll not leave you and He'll not forsake you, but you gotta be now ready. Paul said, for I am now ready. I am now ready. Now, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, make us now ready. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, make us now ready to go. Make us now ready to preach. Make us now ready to finish the course. And we pray this in Jesus' name. We pray it in Jesus' name. Today, I want to encourage you to get up and go to church. I want to encourage you to get in your word and read and pray. I want to encourage you that if you have a prayer request, write me, and I promise to pray for you, but I ask that you pray for me too. See, that's a two-way street. We all need prayer, and nobody's perfect but Jesus is. We all got faults. We all do and say things at times we shouldn't, but aren't you glad He forgives us? Aren't you glad He washes us clean? Aren't you glad He puts His word in our hearts? And today I pray that you'll stand faithful to God, that you'll do what God has called you to do, and you'll be now ready. And I ask that you remember me as I go out in revivals. God is opening up many doors, and our family is experiencing great revivals across this land. And we're now ready to go. Want to stay ready. Want to keep your bags packed. Want to keep your heart right. Want to keep your word close to you. Be instant season, in season, out of season. Whenever God opens a door, step in it. Step in it and go, for we now must be ready. Be now ready. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. I pray that you'll tune in again next week, and I pray that you'll keep me in your prayers. Visit my website. I have books on there, and I have other messages, truckingforjesus.org. Pray for us as we keep on trucking for Jesus, as we keep on going across this land, proclaiming the Word of God. Stand with me in faith, and pray with me that many souls will come into the kingdom of God. For I believe with all of my heart Jesus is coming soon. Be now ready for His return. Be now ready, for in a moment and a twinkling of an eye, we're going to leave this old world. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.